Andrew, there's an interesting question here, which is from Francois Hugo, who says, how is north determined for planets that don't have a magnetic field? And then he goes on to ask about the Earth magnetic field flipping. We can talk about that in a second.
OK, well, north would generally be determined, I would say, in terms of the rotation of a planet. So when we talk about north here on Earth, what we really mean is that you can look at the way that the Earth is rotation. There are two fixed points. There are two points on the Earth which never actually move at all. And that's what defines where the poles are on Earth. Now, which one's north and which one's south is going to be determined by, say, you look from the top and you see it going round clockwise, then that tells you which one you would call north and which one you would call south. So that's going to apply to any planet, regardless of whether there's a magnetic field. Of course, here on Earth, we do have a magnetic field. It's actually not perfectly aligned with the rotation of the planet. And as I think you were hinting, sometimes it even flips round. So the naming of the north and south poles in terms of magnetic fields, of course, does come about historically because it was roughly lined up with the way that the Earth rotated. But it's not a direct physical link, if you like.
And this is slightly more speculative on his part. Would there be serious cartographical stress if the Earth's polarity flips round? I guess not really, would it?
Well, not for cartographers exactly, but it would have really serious consequences. I'm by no means an expert, but from my geology courses way back when, that in fact you can find certainly historical records of these flips, and they correlate very well with mass extinctions. And one of the reasons people think this might be is that the Earth's magnetic fields protects us from an awful lot of nasty particles streaming through space. And at the point at which it reverses, it probably shrinks down to more or less nothing. And then all these particles can bombard the organisms living on the Earth.
This is solar radiation, effectively.
It's a solar wind and other cosmic rays, in fact, from other sources, and clearly causes major problems for Earth. So we really don't want that to happen. And we don't know how much warning we'd get either if it was about to happen.
Historically, I mean, looking at the records written geologically in rocks, it's every 100,000 years or so, but it hasn't happened for 800,000 years, leading people to suggest that we're overdue. And there is an anomaly over the Southern Ocean or the Southern Atlantic, isn't there? And a satellite, ironically, was put up to study the Earth's magnetic field, and it ended up floating across this anomaly and got bombarded, and it actually got messed up by the very solar radiation that we're worried about basting the Earth. So, yeah, point well made. Thank you, Andrew.